Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. I had a conversation earlier today with a friend trying to work through some challenges that a friend of his had, and I really enjoyed thinking through what he had been going through and trying to find ways in which he can get the outcomes that he's looking for. And it was very interesting because I had that conversation, and then I came out to talk to my wife, and we had this long conversation about the perspective that I had and what I had shared. And she said, well, did you consider that? Did you talk about this? Did you bring that up? And I just said, no, that wasn't stuff that I thought of, or I touched on it more minorly in different ways, but I didn't touch on it fully in the ways that she had explicitly made clear to me when I shared with her my thoughts and what I had said. And it was just a really good reminder of how easy it is for us to forget what we're not saying and what we don't know. It's easy for us to think that we have everything very present in our minds, that we have it all very clear in the way that we are thinking about a situation. We have it all very clear in the way that we make sense of what is being presented to us and how we would approach some challenge, issue, whatever it is. It's very easy for us to become consumed by the perspective that we have and the mental space that we have present for us. But when I took that step back to talk to my wife about it, and I heard a much more built out and significant perspective of things that I just didn't say or didn't think about, it really made it very clear to me just how limited our perspectives are. Within our own perspectives, we can indeed have a lot of thoughts. We can think a lot of things. We can have very well-developed perspectives. We can have a lot of really good things to say. We can think about things deeply. But when we take a step back and really consider everything that we could have in mind, our perspectives are vastly limited. And they're limited because we're limited to our experiences and what we know and what we have gone through in the world and what matters to us. And oftentimes what matters to us and what we prioritize in our perspective comes from things that are beyond our control. It can come from just the social situations that we've lived because of the different characteristics we have by default and the way that society is structured. You know, being a man is different from being a woman, and being a man in the world will lead you to prioritize and see the world through a certain lens compared to that of a woman. So that's just one example of so many that we're all constantly living, that we're all constantly going through, and that we're all constantly interacting with the world. It's always in our heads, and it's often in our heads without us being fully aware that that's the case. And that ignorance, that lack of presence, that lack of awareness of everything that we're missing in a moment, it has its upsides and its downsides. The upsides are that, well, the upsides are that when we're not considering all of the things that we don't know and all of the things that we lack knowledge of, it actually helps us to act and to do things in the world. It helps us to be more active, and it helps us to make things happen. Because we need conviction in order to act. We need strength and belief in the experiences we have and the knowledge that we have in order to feel confident enough to make actions, to believe in the things that we're doing. But on the other side, we can be confident in things that lack a full depth of knowledge. They lack a full, how can I put it? They lack a fullness of the perspective in itself. because it is so limited to our own experiences and our own perspectives and what we've gone through, what we've come to learn. And that is only a small sliver of what is out there in the world, what could be considered in a certain situation. So when we go into situations, it's quite useful to always have in the back of your mind, whether it's extremely present or somewhat present, that we don't know everything. And in fact, the certain point of view that we have, it's always only good up to a point. There's always something that won't be there. There's always something that will leave it slightly incomplete. Doesn't mean it can't be helpful. It doesn't mean it can't be useful. It doesn't mean that it can't be extremely insightful for someone else, because it quite possibly can be. It just isn't fully complete, and it's not fully well-rounded. And that's the case for most of the things in our lives. And the one caveat I will give is there are a lot of things toward which we give a lot of dedication and attention and focus to really develop a complete and full perspective. And that takes a lot of time of dedication and investment and persistence, considering all of these different sides that are there. And those perspectives can be much more developed. They can be much more complete because we've given them the time and the attention required to be deeper and more complete. And I think if we can be more mindful of where we've invested and where we have not, it's quite useful to help us approach things with proper degrees of certainty in what we're saying and what we're sharing. So just a useful life learning. Perhaps you can take something from that. Perhaps you'll go through your life and it'll come up a couple of years from now and you'll say, oh, wow, yeah, that makes sense. Either way, I hope it's valuable and that you enjoy this. Anyways, thank you for listening. And as always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.